Hello, English learners. Welcome to Sehun Academy Pods. We hope you really enjoy listening to our audiobooks. Now, you can listen to the book named Water for Life.
Chapter 1, Problems with Water. Some people say that there will be big problems in the future. Countries will fight about water. Water, we drink it. We cook with it. We wash with it. We can't live without it. It gives life to everything. To people, animals, and plants. It is everywhere, in the seas, in the rivers, in the air, and in our food. Most of us don't think about it very much. Water is there for us, in our kitchens and in our bathrooms, every day. But it is not there for everybody. And our world is changing fast. We have to think very carefully about water and about our use of it. The words weather. So, what is happening? Cars, planes, factories, and city life are making the world warmer every day. The air is warmer. Our seas are warmer. This is causing changes to the weather around the world. Some cold countries are getting warmer. Some hot countries are getting hotter. Rainfall is changing everywhere. Hurricane and floods. In many countries, the warm air brings more rain and causes floods every year. Warmer air above warmer seas takes more water up into the air. This can cause hurricanes and typhoons. They begin over the seas and move quickly. When they get to land, they can be very big. Strong winds and heavy rainfall hit cities. They often cause big waves at sea too. When these waves hit the land, there are bad floods. People die. In August 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans in the United States and flooded 80% of the city. In some places, the water was 6 meters high. More than 1,800 people died. Every year, more of Bangladesh is underwater in the summer. In 1988, more than 3,000 people died in big floods. And 3 million people lost their homes. In 1991, nearly 140,000 people died when 4.5 meter waves hit the land. Some places are now underwater all the time. And a lot of people die from diseases. This flood water is dirty, of course, and it goes into the groundwater. There is water everywhere, but the Bangladeshis can't drink it. Not enough rain. In other countries, the problem is not too much rain, but not enough. There isn't as much rain as before. And there are long droughts. Fires start easily because trees are very dry. The fires quickly get bigger and more dangerous. We can see these changes now. Australia has a drought nearly every year. The big rivers in the southwest are often dry. Dangerous fires start every summer near the cities of Sydney and Melbourne. In the southeast, and the air in the cities is black with smoke. In the south of France and Spain too, there are droughts most summers, and there are often big fires. Problems of ice and snow. At the same time, the ice in the north and south of the world is melting. So, seas everywhere are slowly getting higher. The ice is melting fast. In 1980, Arctic ice was about 5 meters thick. Now, it is only about 3 meters in some places. The people of the Arctic countries are losing their food and their places and their homes. In many places, the ice is too dangerous. They can't walk on it. Animals and birds are losing their food. Many of them are dying. In the mountains of the world, it is the same story. High mountains have snow and ice on them all year. The ice moves slowly down the mountains and melts into rivers. But the ice is melting higher up the mountains because the earth is getting slowly warmer. In the mountains of Switzerland, France and Italy, there is usually snow in December for winter sports. But the snow is arriving later every year. It only stays on the highest mountains now. Higher seas. In 2000, the world's seas were about 30 centimeters higher than in 1900. Some people say that in 100 years from now, the seas will be a meter higher. The ice in the Arctic and Antarctic is melting faster every year. Some people think that without the ice on Greenland, the seas will one day be 7 meters higher. How will that change our world? Countries will get smaller. When the sea is a meter higher, cities near the sea will be underwater. Venice and most of London, Shanghai and New York will go. Much of the Netherlands and Maldives will go too. About 80% of the land in the Maldives is only a meter above the sea. Bangladesh will lose 15% of its land, and 13 million people will have to move. In Japan, 2,340 square kilometers of land will be underwater, and 4 million people will lose their homes. Weather and food. Weather changes cause problems for farmers. We need food, and our food comes from farms. Plants and animals on those farms need water. Of course, a lot of water. When there is a drought, plants and animals die. Then people have no food. When there are floods, they can also kill plants and animals. Again, people have no food. And they can't drink the dirty groundwater. Our future. When floods and droughts happen only from time to time, people can usually live to the next year. they can get help from other richer countries. But when there are floods every year, there is no answer. People have to move or die. Some people say that there will be big problems in the future. Countries will fight about water. We know that the world is getting warmer. We know that our weather is changing. We have to do something before it is too late. Dirty water. But the weather is not the cause of all problems with clean water. Many people in the world don't have water in their homes. They have to walk for hours to the nearest well or river, and this water isn't always clean. About 80% of all the world's diseases come from dirty water. 10 million people die each year from these diseases. Every day, there are about 220,000 more people in the world, and they all need clean water. But about 600 million people don't have enough water. For these people, water really is life. In 100 years, our children's children will perhaps live in a very different world.